everybody. Good evening, good evening. This is the Small Cactus Radio Hour Summer Edition with DJ Tolstoy and friends. We're going to be putting these friends on real mics, but there are currently no mic things right now. Just to let you know that this is WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. Welcome, guys, to Small Cactus Radio Hour. We're normally at a late night on a Thursday, and now we're not really on a late night on a Thursday, and it's going to be great. Okay, so we're going to be moving this thing over. Come on. All right, we're slowly working. All right. Okay. So, now, mic two is on. Hello. You can introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Zoe. I'm very happy to be here. This is super exciting.
Right. We're working on the next mic. All right. You can also have a DJ name. It's all good here. All right. Mic three is up. Introduce yourself.
Hello, this is Hannah. This is my second time on a radio show, and I'm super pumped.
Wonderful. Okay, so we're now getting to... I have gum in my mouth. It's very unprofessional, but it's fine. There we go. And let's get to mic four. Last but not least. Let's see, that's a mic four. Hex, yeah. All right. Oh, wait. No, that's not mic four. This is mic four now. And you are on it. All right, here, you can introduce yourself.
Hey guys, I'm Andrea, and it's the first time for me to be on a radio, and I'm excited.
Hex, yeah. It's always fun. Glad to have you on here. Here we go. Making sure I correct my mistake over here. And perfect. Okay, so we're currently setting up the music part right now. I have to get on the web because, you know, I normally have my laptop with me, but now we're just spitballing here. So welcome, guys. This is any impressions of radio so far?
This is great. Like, I absolutely see why you like to do this.
I'm just in love with this room right now. Like, I wish I could live here.
Oh, no.
I wish you could all see the amazing art covering the walls, ceiling, us, everything.
Yeah. You have art on you.
We are art.
Oh, I need a verification. They're going to text me. They don't recognize that I'm a person.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
I think you're a person.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, it becomes kind of debatable at some point. You're like, wow, my corporal body isn't really working right now. And you're like, oh, okay. All right, here we go. We're logging into YouTube. Here we go. Hex, yeah. All right, let's start in. All right. We can start adding things over time, but I'm just gonna get the ball rolling. Some music.
Go for it.
Doot, doot, doot. All right, what do I want? I always start off with Vaporwave, so let's go with that. There's this one song that I
can't go wrong with it.
You can't. Well, this is technically future funk, but you know, that's okay.
You don't need to know.
You don't need to know. You're gonna know. All right, here we go. All right, cool. We're gonna roll this down. Guys, hope you enjoy the music. We're going to be here. Remember, this is WFMO, WMFO. Let's see. I think this is... I've never actually used this computer before for the things I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Which is a wonderful thing. All right, here we go.
Oh,
All right. Well, hope you enjoyed this first core of songs of the evening. We started off with the vaporwave of, well, I guess the summer if I ever come back here. But that was Young Bae with Yabisu from his first album, Bae. I actually saw this guy 2 weeks ago. That was actually really rad. First time at a club concert. That was actually pretty rad, you know. But I got Roxy. Have you guys ever been to Roxy's Grilled Cheese?
No, but I want to.
Oh my god, it's like the best thing ever.
Wait, where is it?
It's in Central Square in Cambridge, but it's also in food truck form.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
I've tried my best to chase the food truck, but you know.
Chase it down.
It's never okay. So Tufts does this thing where they like have like a 5-day thing of food trucks, mm-hmm. but if you buy, like, it part of the thing goes to charity.
The
thing is that the Roxy's one, I tried to come, but I didn't want to miss my calc recitation, because gosh knows I really needed
yeah,
that calc
you have
recitation.
Your priorities in order.
But I came back before they said they'd leave, and they were already sold out. It's such a popular place. It's a popular food truck.
That's wild.
I love food trucks so much.
So good.
We have a lot of them in Vermont. But I don't use them.
In Vermont? See, I kind of always imagine Vermont to be just a lot of trees. So I always wonder.
We have like 6 on campus daily. And they're right outside the art building where I go at least twice a day. So I don't know why I'm not utilizing
them.
Are
they like local eateries?
Yeah. Like stuff from downtown.
Like what? Give me a class. Give me one of your faves.
Oh my goodness. What was it called? It's some type of Indian food, and they're always there day in, day out, and they're just so good.
Really?
I don't know why I'm blanking on what they're called, because I've never physically went to the place. I just accepted the fact that there was this food truck that would just magically appear in front of the art building.
Oh my god.
I was like, okay, cool.
Magic school bus.
Magic food truck. That's so wild. Yeah. There's also this one that's like a rice place. Like, it's like rice burgers, and like, I don't know.
That sounds really rice.
Stop.
I actually had the best whoopie pies I've ever had at Gordon's Scotty Fair. We had a bunch of food trucks, and they had like snickerdoodles, and like, oh my gosh, it was the most amazing thing ever.
So good.
100%.
That's so good. Oh my god. Also, the other song is The Living Tombstone, The Dog of Wisdom remix featuring Joe Grand, the blue version. So you're going to be hearing the red version pretty soon. I don't know. This is my favorite of the two. We got a request that we should play both of them. So we're going to see.
I wonder who that was from.
Oh my gosh. Someone wrote the Dog of Wisdom quote on like in chalk by our library one time.
That's good.
And then, like, someone put an arrow to it and went, Dog of Wisdom! !!
Thank you for the caption.
It's so pure.
So pure.
You're doing great, Tufts. Keep it up.
Oh, wait. Okay, I actually haven't. Wait. All right. No, never mind. But maybe, yes. We'll see.
We'll wait on that.
Yeah, I didn't announce my intentions, but it's fine. But anyway, we're going to get on to some more music. Hope you guys enjoy things, and we'll talk to you in a sec. Why did I? I didn't turn it down. Thank gosh. Thanks. Yeah. All
right. Doing great.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this last core of songs. Our first one was the Living Tombstones Dog of Wisdom Red Version remix. I know that Hannah was saying that this was her favorite.
My personal favorite.
Personal favorite.
Take your pick.
Take your pick.
They're both good.
They're both pretty good. Yeah, it's just a single, no album thing. And then Charlie XCX's new single, Girls Night Out, was just a single, so there's no album yet.
Yet.
Yeah, she pumps those mixtapes out like insanely fast though.
Oh yeah. And the music videos too. Did you see the one for 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
It was cool.
It wasn't even attached. Or like, do you know the one for Crazy Crazy? The one with that had like
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like really good too. And I'm like, Charlie, how do you live? I know you party like insane. Does she just not sleep?
That's it.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe she's a vampire. Maybe she sleeps during the day.
Oh, that explains so much.
We cracked the code.
We cracked the code.
The Charlie code.
Vampire confirmed. You're first. That's actually pretty good.
And well, it is a girls' night out, so yeah. We thought it was fitting.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, fun fact, this is actually produced by a British. The producer was a music artist, electronic artist by the name of Sophie, who came out as trans last year. As a trans woman, she has actually some really rocking solo stuff. Like her, she had this one album called Production, and it's really hard hitting electric, which you kind of hear a little here with Charlie XCX on this track. It's really rocking, but you
That's
know,
awesome.
Yeah, so good. It's so good. Her newest stuff, I'm not the biggest fan of, like Pony Boy and
Totino
Cry.
Boy.
That actually really fun song to play actually.
Honestly.
Totinos.
We're having a time tonight.
So good. Have you guys seen the commercials? So Tim and Eric have started doing a commercial for Casper's Purple Mattresses.
What?
Excuse me?
No, and it's
Casper
probably
Purple Mattresses.
What? Yeah, okay, so they're comedic geniuses, I swear. Like, they're a master. This pair of dudes are just masters at surreal comedy. And it's insane. We actually have, they had a show called Tim and Eric's Awesome Show, Great Job.
How do you know this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is our jam.
Tim and Eric,
we go way back.
Yeah.
Those are our boys.
Spookiet.
That's where Spaghetti came from.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nice. Right. Yeah.
Realizations have been made.
Being revealed. I didn't know
my angel
this.
Boy.
The voice goes really high. Can't get wet.
Okay, so we're probably going to be playing Totino Boy later.
Later, definitely.
I need to be informed.
A small taste for y'all.
Oh my God.
Well, it'll be, so because I'm using the YouTube through this computer, I will bring you guys around to see the music video so you guys can all enjoy it. But we've actually got some more actually kind of indie-ish stuff coming up next. Guys are going to enjoy it. It's going to be great.
Great job.
Great job.
Awesome show.
Yeah. Okay, I actually got a text that said Plane 8. It's a Tim and Eric reference to their book where they made their own religion. But it's really, okay.
That's
but anyway, it's very good. But we're about to get into some more music soon. Hope you guys enjoy.
I don't feel adequate, thinking I'm a monster.
All right, guys, hope you enjoy this last core of songs. We came in first with Haley Kiyoko, also known as Lesbian Jesus, with Gravel to Tempo for her EP Citrine. This is like the one of the like couple Haley Kiyoko songs I know and like.
I just got so into her recently.
I'm wearing her shirt right now.
There you go. Yeah. It's really rad, and I feel like I really like so Hannah sent me this one Q&A of like her answering Twitter questions, and that was really rad and actually got me like more endeared to her.
I think I saw that video.
It's so good.
I
it's
don't
like
know
a couple
if
minutes
you
long.
It to me.
I might have.
Hannah's just indoctrinated.
Blasting it out.
I love her so much. Everyone needs to know her.
Everyone needs to know her. And the next one was Metric's new single from their newest album, which is going to come out next month. And I'm so heckin' excited.
Yes.
It's Dark Saturday. We don't know the album name right now, but it's fine. It's so good.
It's also my ringtone. And we also just saw them at TD Garden and they killed it.
Yes. Yeah.
So excited for the new album.
Honestly, if only they switched order, I would be there. Like, there and square.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how much I'd pay. But I probably would even take
probably
out a loan.
A lot.
I would take out a loan for you.
Take out a loan for you, Emily Ames, please. It's so good. But honestly, their other single, Dress to Suppress, is also really rad. I like this track a little more, I gotta admit.
I do too.
But
hence why it's my ringtone.
Yeah, you didn't have Dress to Suppress is the other one, so that's you know. Cool. That's I still have Black Sheep as my ringtone, but I have to stop because it's really
Black
startling.
Black Sheep, Black Saturday.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Theme.
Monochrome.
Yeah.
What can you do?
But anyway, it's come to the part of the hour where we've got to do a PSA. Hannah's very excited for this.
I don't know why I'm so excited, but I am.
Everyone is.
You're waiting
okay,
the whole
ready?
Night.
Okay, let's do this. Chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. CFS is real. And it can be devastating. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed. Get diagnosed. Get help.
Oh, that was so good.
Excellent. Oh my gosh.
I try.
See, one of my favorite parts about having guests over is that, like, at first people feel really weird about the PSA binder because you have to do a PSA every hour. And, like, at first I'm like, okay. And then there's always someone who takes it.
Yeah,
and
it's
they're
me.
Roaring through it. And they're thinking, oh, I gotta do this one. There's always one about walking that everybody does.
Walking?
Yeah. And, like, there's, like, anime girls on it. I think that's how, like, people get attracted to it.
Next time.
Yeah. Well, we actually get another hour.
Yeah.
The person called in, well, emailed in the sub list, and I took this spot. So we actually, this is the longest, like, small cactus radio hour there's ever been. It's a small radio cactus. Small cactus
small radio,
radio
small cactus.
Hours.
Everyone is small.
It's very small. They're everywhere. I'm actually, yeah. My mom said you rocked out the PSA.
Oh, thank
You're
you.
Doing so good,
yeah. That means so much to me.
I told my parents that that we were on Woofmo, so I'm getting some pretty good live color commentary, and I'm loving it deeply. Also, reminder. Shameless plug. You can call in Mysterious Stranger Listener at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. We can take your call. We can converse with you. Do you have requests? We can play them. Well, within reason, please don't make me stressed. If you would like to tell us how your night's going, let us know. If you just want to say hi. We are here for you. Anyway, we got some more songs. We got a request, and actually, well, they're all requests in the end, but we have one request from my mom coming up. And then another request from Zoe, and it's gonna be great. I hope you guys enjoy the next core of songs, and we'll be with you soon. All right, here we go.
real vanilla. Kick it one time, boy.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. MCs like a pound of bacon, burning them, being quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped-up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rolling, hit my 5.0, put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
Eastbound Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shell.
Falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all, the dope fiends. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
Guys, hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. We started in on Vanilla Ice with Ice Ice Baby from his album To the Extreme. This was a request from my mom. It's a very good request. It's like, I love this song. Did you know that Vanilla Ice had a movie?
I did not know that.
Yes, it was like a vehicle for him, and I guess it bombed. Oh. It was really bad.
Do you know what it's called?
You know what? Let me look it up. I know JonTron. Well, while he was still like in good graces with the YouTube community, I think did a special on it, like Vanilla Ice movie.
You know what movie I still haven't seen that I'm very surprised I haven't seen?
What?
8 Mile with Eminem.
8 Mile.
Oh yeah.
Like, Lose Yourself. Like, how have I not seen that?
That's been your.
Oh, it's Cool as Ice.
That's a good title.
That's a good title. I'm, you know what? I'm here for it. Let's see. Did I? Yes. Okay. The next one was Zoe's request. Oh my gosh, we got a call.
It's Jess.
Oh,
hi, Jess.
Gosh, it's so good. Okay. Here we go.
Hello. I'm the only one that can hear you.
Oh.
Hello. Would you like to be on air? Welcome. Okay, here's the prep. No swearing, no talking about if you have any underage antics, and you're sick. Rockin'. All right.
Hello, person, you are on air. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. I think it's my headphones that are doing this. Hello, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing well.
That's rockin'. Let's see. How are you enjoying? What's your favorite song so far?
I like that last one.
Thank you.
I've honestly only been listening for a little while because Hannah was like, hey.
Hey.
Let's listen to this thing. So I'm like, yeah, sure.
You know, that's rocking. I'm glad you're here for the ride at the Small Cactus Radio Hours Summer Edition. It's so good. That's so good to hear. Do you have any requests yourself?
It's gonna be K-pop.
Oh my god.
That's totally fine. We can play K-pop here.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yeah, of course we can. If it's on YouTube, and like, it's, I mean, if there are swears in Korean, well, we won't know. No one will know. But like, don't try, please. But like, you know.
No, I know, I know.
That song by Big Bang, Jess. You know which one.
We're not doing that one.
Why not? What's so wrong with
exactly
Big Bang?
I know exactly which one you're talking about. We're not doing that one.
Gosh. Yeah, no,
hold on. What was that? There's one that just came out. Hannah.
Yeah?
Play Stray Kids.
Let's do it.
Okay.
My Taste. The new one. My Taste. Stray Kids.
Kids. My Taste. Okay. This is not going to be on for like a little while. We have a queue going on right now, but don't worry. If you stay on, you're totally set. Let's see. All right. You're in. Definitely. Wait, there's only one. Wait, let me see. Is it on YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's My Taste?
My Taste.
Wait. Hannah, I heard paste this time, and now I'm really confused. Stray Kids, and then because I had My Taste for Stray Kids, and now I have this weird EP5 1-minute reveal, and that just doesn't seem...
It seems not.
Oh, is it My Pace?
Oh, like P-A-C-E?
Yeah. I got it. My Taste sounds like a perfectly valid pop song.
Yeah.
If not, like a little racy, but it's a pop song. I think Tovlo has like blown that thing out of the water.
What hasn't Tovlo done?
Oh my god. Oh.
Just the inhaler.
I share a birthday with her.
Wow.
Yeah, we're both October 29th.
I'm sorry.
No, I am proud. I kind of love how, like, just out there Tovlo is. Like, I don't know. Do you have an opinion on Tovlo?
Jess?
I'm sorry?
Do you currently have an opinion on Tovlo?
I'll be honest, I have no idea what that is.
Okay.
Or who that is.
Yeah, it's definitely a who.
Okay.
I mean...
Well, isn't it a girl?
Yeah, it's a girl.
Hannah can attest to this. I'm very out of the loop when it comes to, like,
American music.
Well, it's fine. Well, it shows you have, like, you've got, like, a specialization. Like, I have to force myself to watch Western TV. I do one Western show a year to be able to, like, have a conversation piece with normal people.
Mainstream.
And, yeah.
Keep it up.
And then, like, the rest of the time, I'm like, all right, well, what's going on this week on something on Crunchyroll.com? And, like, something weird.
Crunchyroll is my favorite.
Oh, isn't the best? Yeah. It's, like, finally a nice legal site. Remember, guys, don't pirate your anime if you can. Please don't.
Hides. Hannah, how could you?
Yeah, the Small Cactus Radio Hour does not support piracy. I mean, I try.
Guess I'll just leave. No.
Oh, my gosh.
Called out over the corner. Yeah. I've been using Crunchyroll recently, actually, to watch Attack on Titan. That's my recent anime of the month.
So nice. Wait, like, you can't believe it?
I forgot there was a new season of that out.
Everyone did. Like,
whipped in, like, hey, so we're back.
Yeah, no, I think the problem was, like, Attack on Titan, like, was, like, the biggest thing. Like, people who didn't even like anime liked Attack on Titan back in 2012.
Back in 2012.
Yeah.
I was that person.
It had, you know, it had action, it had horror-ish. Well, I mean, Attack on Titan, like, the Attack on Titans. like, even my grandpa got me a manga set of, like, the first, like, 4 volumes of Attack on Titan, and I opened it up, like, I don't know if you guys have, like, on Christmas Eve, you get to open one present.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that, and I called him that night. He's like, "Oh, you liked the Attack on of the Titans?" And I'm like,
"Yes,
yeah, that's very good. Thanks, Grandpa. I was like the best."
That's so cute.
Yeah, it was really rad. But then they like waited 4 years, and by that time, My Hero Academia just kind of, or My Hero Macadamia for me, I just kind of swooped in there and lifted
up. I feel
like
One Punch Man kind of got in there first, but
true.
Now it's definitely
yeah.
MAC.
One Punch Man blew up.
It did. You know, they announced the season two. It's coming out in 2020.
2020?
Is it really?
Yeah.
I've never actually seen it, but I've heard that it's really, really good.
It's fun. It's like, I watched it probably the worst time, like finals week of my like freshman year, spring semester of high school. Oh. Not high school. College. Oh. College.
Oh, you're doing great.
College.
Yeah. College.
I'm in college. Also, station ID alert. You are currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Here we go. Here you go, FCC. We have a... Now back to our schedule. Blah, blah. There you go, FCC. Regularly scheduled programming. There you go. I don't know why that was that hard.
It's okay.
But yeah, no, it's... I don't know. One Punch Man is playing with fire, though. I don't think any... I feel like people have already forgotten about One Punch Man.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll be real.
Yeah.
I don't even... I forgot about that until we mentioned it right now.
Right? Yeah, no. That's what happened to Attack on Titan. They were like, oh yeah, that exists, I guess. Yeah.
I have a copy. I think my friend lent me one of the first books in the manga series, and that was 5 years ago, and I don't remember who they are, so yeah. I'm really sorry. I still have your book if anyone ever loves it.
We just did another call, so we gave me my book. I got my book back. Yeah, no, I don't know.
That was it, though. That was the last time.
Yeah, My Hero Academia is doing it right. They do it, like, less than a year each out, so, like, but then they just put out 12 episodes. So, like, then everyone still remembers. Like, oh, yeah, My Hero Academia exists. Let me talk about...
I guess we don't remember the Titans.
Oh!
Oh my God. Hannah, why do you like this?
That was a good one.
That was a great one.
They're never good ones. You always think they're good ones.
Yeah.
Rose thinks it's a good one.
I think it's an amazing one. Puns are never bad.
Exactly. Thanks, Rose.
There you go. Got my back. My mom made one the other day that you would have been proud of.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, I can remember what it was, but I don't. And I'm... You would have loved it.
Your mom should call in.
Yes!
My dad and I just started groaning.
Oh my gosh. That's the... get the whole Jessica fam up in here. Just like, I would love that.
Just teleport them on over.
My parents are, no.
What, as our middle distance runner feels too much for them?
Oh. Yeah.
We actually have a spring rabbit coming up too. But
I'm excited. You should bring Rocky. I miss Rocky.
That the dog?
Yeah.
I'm not bringing
the little
Rocky.
One. Oh, little baby. Bear.
My little sleeping buddy.
Oh, that's so cute. Roger. It will really be
Woof Woof. Oh my God, Roger.
Remember, Jess? I almost called Rocky Roger.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, that was really funny.
Oh, that's so good. I don't know how Roger would feel, but I don't, like...
Yeah, I don't know if she told you guys about that, but she was in my room and she was just staring at my dog and she was laying in the bed beside my bed. And she just looks up at me and starts sighing and I go, "What's wrong with you?" And she goes, "I just almost called Rocky Roger." I'm like, "What?"
They both start with Raw. They're both tiny white pups. And they're both, well, Roger's all poodle and Rocky's half poodle.
There you go. Connections.
Connection.
Oh my gosh.
Shout out to Miss Bryden. Ninth grade standard geometry.
Standard geometry, let's go.
We're there.
Yeah.
Confused and ready to learn.
Confused and ready to learn. That's the real, that's like the God range right there, actually. That's so good. I don't know. Anyway, we can probably get back to some music now, actually.
Let's go.
Thanks for calling in, Jess.
Nice to hear you.
Thanks for taking it.
Good to hear you. Keep listening for your request. We got a bunch of music coming in, and I hope you enjoy. Okay. Okay, cool. All right, have a great night.
Okay,
so
I think that worked.
We got it. Okay, we got some more music coming in. Hope you guys enjoy. That was just kind of... The next one is Hannah's request, actually.
Yay.
And then my dad's request. And then we'll be back with you. Anyway, hope you guys enjoy. Here we go.